Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And we're continuing to celebrate our 20th year of LifePoint through Serve Week. And I hope you've been blessed this week as you've either been out with your life group or participating in one of our ministry projects, as we've just been the hands and feet of Jesus all throughout our community this week. And today we want to talk about learning to see the needs of others, particularly their physical needs, learning to identify those and then respond to those. In John chapter 4, we read about how Jesus and his disciples are returning back to Galilee. And on their way there, Jesus leads them through the town of Samaria. And the Samaritans and the Jewish people did not get along well. The Jewish people looked down on the Samaritans. They considered them as less than. But Jesus purposely stopped in this town on the way back home. And when he arrived, he sent his disciples off to get some food. And Jesus sees this woman, the Samaritan woman here, looking for water. And he begins to have a conversation with her. He asks her for a drink of water. And as they begin to engage in conversation around water, Jesus says this in verse 13. He says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And of course, as this woman is hearing this from this Jewish man, she responds, "Then, sir, give me this water so I don't have to continue to come here and to draw water each and every day." And Jesus uses this conversation about water to turn it to a spiritual conversation, and begins to talk about her life, and begins to talk about the need for a Savior, and reveals to her that he is the Messiah. He is the one that they've been waiting for. You see, physical needs often provide an open door to meet people's greatest needs, which are their spiritual needs. And every person in life has some kind of a physical need. There's something that they're lacking, something that they're deficient in, whether it's a health need, a financial need, a scheduling need. We all have these needs. And one of the greatest ways that we can gain influence in somebody's life is by being the hands and feet of Jesus and meeting that physical need, because it opens the door to having a spiritual conversation, to pointing them to the one who can meet the greatest need in their life. You know, some examples of this would be, you see a need in our community and you start a bridge group to help meet that need. Or you've got a neighbor who maybe struggles with physical work and you help take care of their yard. Maybe you have somebody in your life group and they're going through a difficult season right now, or maybe they've just had a baby, or they've had some kind of procedure, and you bring them a meal and you bless them in that way. But God has given all of us skills and gifts that allow us to serve others. And when we serve others, when we meet their physical needs, we are giving them a picture of Jesus. And hopefully by doing so, it opens up a door to share the love of Jesus with somebody else. So this morning, I want to leave you just with a few questions for you to consider. The first one is this: where do you see a need in your life right now? Like who has a need? Maybe it is a neighbor for you. Maybe it's somebody in your life group. Maybe it's a community of people. Maybe it's a place in a different country where you've been on a mission trip, but where do you see a need? The second question is this: what does God burden your heart with? Maybe there's a type of need that you feel specifically called and qualified to meet because of your experiences. Maybe it's a need that you've had in the past. And then thirdly, how might you use your experiences, your talent, and your resources to bridge the gap between the physical need and the spiritual need? How can you use what God has given you to meet the needs of others and ultimately point them to Jesus? Well, I want to take time to pray for us today as we continue to serve our community this week, as we're meeting real practical needs and praying that God would use these opportunities for us to point others to Jesus. So Father, we thank you just for the examples all throughout the Gospels of how you met people's physical needs. You healed people, you fed people, you gave people what they so desperately needed. But Lord, you did so in order to open the door for them to realize that they had an even greater need, and that's their need for you. And God, that's our prayer this week, that as we're out serving our community, as we're being a blessing to others by providing food and serving and caring for our community, God, that it would ultimately point people to Jesus, to the one who can meet the greatest needs of their life. And it's in his name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.